Hi, everybody, and welcome to Leadership Adventure. I am Marv, and I'm your host, and thanks for hanging out with me today. Leadership Adventure, just as a reminder, is a channel that's devoted to offering insight and inspiration to help empower leaders. Now, today is Tuesday, February 20th, which means it's time for our weekly blog episode, and our episode today is called Alphabet Soup. So have you ever been confused by what I call the alphabet soup that seems to exist when you're trying to understand the different generations that have come and gone over the years and how to work with or lead all of them? Now, for example, I know I'm a baby boomer, but man, I'm clueless as to most of the rest of them. And not only that, but how do we take all those multiple generations and their differences and effectively communicate or relate to each specific group? They've all got different characteristics. Now, I know some of you face this all the time at work and possibly even with close or extended family, but it's a little bit newer to me as I've spent a lot more time over the last couple of years focused on writing, teaching, and coaching. So I need to be aware of the different potential groups I'm writing to and try to communicate as effectively as I can with each one of those. So with all that in mind, I put together a sort of a hitchhiker's guide, I guess I'd call it, to help us better understand the different generations and how maybe we can best lead and work with them. So first, we're just going to take a look at the general definitions and characteristics of each generation, and then as we move toward the end, I'll offer a few tips on successfully working with each particular group. Oh, and one more thing, you guys, before we dive in, don't get too hung up on the specific year ranges for each group. As I was researching this, I ran across sources that listed different ranges. They weren't off by much, but they were off a little. So what I've put together here seems to be pretty good representation overall. So the first group we're going to take a look at, we're going way back in history for this, and that is a group known as the traditionalists, or also called the silent generation. And these were people that were born in 1928, which happens to be the year my mom was born, and goes all the way through the ending of World War II in 1945. So the common characteristics of this group is, number one, that they lived through the Great Depression and World War II. Number two, they value hard work, respect for authority, and adherence to rules. Society was a little more structured back then. And finally, they prefer formal direct communication and hierarchical organizational structures. So coming after the traditionalists were the baby boomers, and that's the generation that I'm part of. And those are people born between 1946 and 1964. And these people, myself included, grew up during a time of growth and economic prosperity and a lot of social change, especially as we moved through the 1960s. Our generation is known for our strong work ethic. Usually a lot of us are ambitious, and a lot of us tend to be very optimistic. We value personal growth, and we're often also seen as competitive and very resourceful. So coming after the boomers are what is known as Generation X. And these are folks that were born between 1965 and 1980. And three things that stand out among this generation is that they came of age or matured during an economic downturn. You remember the late 1970s, early 1980s, inflation was going crazy. And so this was a tough time. And also, because of some of the economic pressure, dual income families were starting to increase in number. Generation X values independence, they value flexibility, and they value work-life balance. They generally are technologically adept, a little bit skeptical, and also on the other side of the skepticism, they tend to be very pragmatic. So coming up now to the generation after X, it's the millennials, or Generation Y, and all three of my kids were born during this span of years. And those years are from 1981 through 1996. Now, these guys grew up with technology. They grew up with the internet, and they grew up with social media. They basically didn't know life without it. They tend to value collaboration, diversity, and they also have an enhanced sense of social responsibility. And most of these guys are seeking purposeful work. They want to make a difference in what they do, and they're comfortable with change and innovation. Now, Gen Z is the generation that came after my kids were born, and the range of dates for that is 1997 to 2012. So Gen Z was born into a world of digital tech and global connectivity. I mean, it was just the way things were. They value authenticity, they value creativity, and they also value individuality. They tend to be socially conscious, somewhat entrepreneurial actually, and adept at multitasking. And finally, the most recent generation to hit our streets here is Generation Alpha, which is everyone born in 2013 and onwards. And they have the distinction of being the first generation to be born entirely in the 21st century. And they're also expected to be the most technologically immersed. Early predictions suggest that they're going to value inclusivity, and remember, they're not workforce age yet, problem solving and digital literacy. Now let's move from the definitions to some simple work tips. How do we work more effectively with people from each of these generations? So first, let's go all the way back to the beginning again and start with the traditionalists or the silent generation. And an approach that works well with them is to use stories and historical references, but they like those stories and references to connect their work to a larger narrative. And for us now, those of us who are younger, which is just about everybody in the workforce these days, just always show respect and emphasize respect for their experience and their wisdom. Effective concepts that you can communicate to them about are legacy, concept of duty, and the concept of responsibility. Now, baby boomers, my peeps, we have a competitive spirit, so appeal to that when you're working with a boomer, and also our desire for personal growth. And then also for boomers, recognize that our contributions are important and offer opportunities for us to mentor younger generations. Effective concepts in working with me, for example, are talking about impact and achievement and recognition. Now, Gen X, the approach there is to provide clear expectations and autonomy, while at the same time, you need to acknowledge their need for balance and offer flexible solutions. Otherwise, they feel boxed in or trapped. And some effective concepts with this group are to talk about empowerment and efficiency and pragmatism. Now onto the millennials or Generation Y. For these guys, you want to engage with their desire for purposeful work. And it's best when you do that if you foster a collaborative environment and provide regular feedback. So concepts for these folks, purpose, which we talked about before, that making a difference idea, community is important, and also sustainability. Gen Z, which the youngest group in the workforce right now, utilize technology and social media to engage them, be transparent and open to new ideas and innovations, because believe me, they will have them. So if you're stuck on doing things the same old way, you probably won't motivate a Generation Z person very well. So when talking to them effectively, you can use ideas like innovation or diversity or global impact. Now, in terms of the alphas, they're still growing, like we talked about, and being shaped, but based on the predictions that I shared earlier, it looks like they're going to be all about digital fluidity. They'll be all about digital fluency and technology integration. I mean, come on, they grew up with YouTube. And then a very, very high awareness of the environment, which it's all around us these days. Diversity and inclusion, which are also topics that we hear about all the time. And they like storytelling. I mean, they're telling a story, keeping it short. Just think about the YouTube shorts, TikTok, things like that. That's the way they learn and are communicated with. So hope those things help. I will plan on doing some more content on this down the line and expanding some of these ideas a little bit more. So in closing, thank goodness for alphabet soup when I was a kid. And if I'm being really honest about it, it didn't really help me when I wrote this post, but it sure did taste good on a rainy day. Thanks for listening, you guys. See you next time.